Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Our guest this week is Audrain County Clerk Lisa Smith, and thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, we're certainly excited to have you here. Election is coming up, and I know that you've been busy preparing for that. It takes a little while to get everything up and going. For people that don't know, tell a little bit about your position as Audrain County Clerk and some of the roles and responsibilities that you have.
Okay. In my office, we not only do elections, but we also pay all the county's bills. We pay payroll to the employees. We also deal with the tax rates that go out for the county in September, and they will see the new ones on their bills at the end of the year. I not only do that, but I also deal with the tax rates for the railroads and utilities, and I just do quite a bit of different things within the county.
Absolutely. Audrain County is a pretty big county, and I'm sure there's a lot of responsibilities that come along with your position. Certifying election results is probably another one of those. Walk us through an election day for your office. I know that you have to get the poll workers out there. Polls open up at 6. I believe they close mm-hmm. at 7. Just walk us through a general day of how, from start to finish, how you get an election day complete.
So election day is just one part of it. We start months before that. But on election day, me and my staff, we get here usually about 5:15 in the morning. My judges roll into their polling places at 5:30 in the morning to be ready to open at 6. Once they get there, sometimes we get phone calls and say that they're having an issue with something. Sometimes we don't. We'd rather not. And then we just kind of just wait. We take phone calls. Sometimes I have to go out to the polling locations to help them with something that's going on there. At 7 o'clock, the polls do close. At that time, we do run the absentees and we do tabulate those results. And then they start coming in. And once they come in, then my girls check all their supplies in and they bring me the device that has all of the results on it, and I plug them into the computer and we just start tabulating all the results. And at the end of that, then we upload those results, the unofficial results, to the website and take any calls that we need.
For sure. The presidential election is going to be a big deal. It usually brings out voter turnout a lot more than other elections. Kind of talk a little bit about what people will need whenever they go to the polls. This has kind of changed over the years. I know there's a provisional ballot if they don't have the traditional things that they need, but just kind of go over that.
So you still need to have a photo ID. That doesn't consist of an unexpired Missouri driver's license or non-driver's license. A military ID, and that does include your veteran's ID card. Also a non-expired U.S. passport, and any other photo ID that's issued by the United States or Missouri. All of these need to be non-expired unless they expired after the last general election, which was on November 8th of 22.
For people that most people know where their polling place is because they've been going there for years, but for maybe some new voters that are out there that don't know where their polling place is, where can they go to find that information?
Well, actually, it will be in the newspaper in the Mexico Ledger. I believe the next issue, which would be the 23rd, maybe. I'm not really sure what date it is. And it's also on my website.
And your website is?
It's under audraincounty.org, and you can just look up the office and just click on County Clerk, and it's on there.
Are there any new polling places that are coming out there this time, or is everything pretty much the same?
Everything is pretty much the same. If you did vote in August, the people who used to vote at Southside Christian Church now vote at the Mexico YMCA due to the fact that now Southside Christian Church is a preschool.
Very nice. Tell you what, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back with Lisa Smith on Meet the Community on KXCO.